This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With healthcare now, maybe, sort of, possibly, could be, but who really knows, off the congressional list of things to do, tax reform is agenda item number one in Washington. There are a whole lot of moving parts in revamping the Internal Revenue Code, so we're going to break them down into manageable bites between now and whenever that bill gets to the president's desk. Today, the state and local deduction, the part of the tax code that lets you write off your state and local income and property taxes. The Tax Policy Center says getting rid of that deduction could mean almost $1.3 trillion more in revenue to the federal government over 10 years, and there just aren't a whole lot of places where lawmakers can find that much money. But the prospect of losing that deduction has state and local officials around the country from both parties fighting hard to keep it, as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
Mayor Brian Barnett is a Republican from Rochester Hills, Michigan.
This is Mayor Barnett.
He's vice president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, along with Steve Benjamin, the Democratic mayor of Columbia, South Carolina. Hi, Mayor Benjamin.
Yes.
It's Adrian at Marketplace. How are you? I get him on the phone together. Thank you guys both for making the time. I appreciate it.
It's the only way I get to talk to him. He usually avoids my calls. So
I know this is like, I did not know he was going to be on the call.
The two on opposite sides of the political aisle don't agree on everything. But when it comes to killing off the state and local tax deduction in the name of tax reform, they're on the same page.
We believe it's going to have a significant adverse impact on the people of South Carolina and the people of America. If our taxpayers lose the deduction, we believe they're going to be facing double taxation. This is not reform.
This reform, in air quotes, is not a gift. It's not, you know, to the majority of people in my community, this is taking money out of their pocket and then, you know, saying that they're going to give them something back after they've already paid for it. It doesn't make sense, and it's not real reform.
The state and local tax deduction has been a part of the U.S. tax code for more than 100 years, since back when the federal income tax was introduced. The idea behind it appears in the Federalist Papers. Alexander Hamilton worried the federal government might try to monopolize taxation to the, quote, exclusion and destruction of state governments. Over time, the ability to write off state and local taxes has been baked into the tax code. Frank Sammartino is a fellow at the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center. He says the deduction functions as
an indirect subsidy for state and local governments.
Indirect subsidy because the people who pay the taxes don't bear the full cost.
What it does is essentially rebate a portion of state and local taxes for people who claim the deduction.
If the state and local deduction goes away, it could increase the amount of taxes that many people who itemize their taxes have to pay. And while that wouldn't have a direct impact on those state and local budgets immediately, over time, taxpayers might start pushing to pay less. They might reject local tax proposals.
If I can't write it off of my taxes, well, then it's even costing me more money, so I'm going to vote no.
That's Jamie Nicholson. He's the director of finance for the city of Pataskala. 15,000 people in a Republican district in Ohio. He's also a member of the Government Finance Officers Association. He's been pushing to keep the state and local deduction.
It has serious impact to not only large communities, but small communities and ultimately the taxpayers.
This is not at all a red state versus blue state issue.
Scott Pattison is the head of the National Governors Association. He points to research showing that up to 30% of taxpayers could be hit by the end of the deduction. It'll affect wealthy states with high taxes, like California and New York, more than others, but it'll hit districts and communities in all 50 states. Federal lawmakers, says Pattison, are getting an earful from local officials as the tax reform debate heats up.
It's everybody. It's county commissioners. It's governors. It's state legislators. It's mayors.
All lobbying to keep the deduction. Local and state government advocates say they will all get squeezed if federal lawmakers target this part of the tax code. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.